From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ray Kukiel reporting, a U.S. presidential boost for New Orleans. 10 years after Hurricane Katrina hit New Orleans, killing 1,800 people and destroying 100,000 homes, President Barack Obama hailed the southern U.S. city's revival. In a speech Thursday at a newly built community center in the city's lower Ninth Ward that was badly hit by the hurricane, President Obama highlighted New Orleans' recovery and what he called remarkable progress after suffering massive flooding.
And we came to realize that what started out as a natural disaster became a man-made disaster, a failure of government to look out for its own citizens.
President Obama said that New Orleans' recovery is a model for the nation in urban innovation and disaster response, as well as resilience. A new report finds that Pakistan is building 20 nuclear bombs a year and could become the world's third largest nuclear power within a decade. The U.S.-based Carnegie Endowment for International Peace and the Stinson Center say Pakistan could possess at least 350 nuclear warheads. Only the United States and Russia would have more. The report cites Pakistan's perceived need to keep pace with arch-rival India. The Arab League postponed its effort to form a regional military force to fight Islamic State militants in Libya, apparently because the League's members divided in their views on the civil war in the country. Analysts say the indefinite delay, announced before the meeting scheduled Thursday in Cairo, grew out of one of the original obstacles facing a pan-Arab force. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon is proposing creation of a three-person team to investigate chemical weapons attacks in Syria. He wrote a letter to the UN Security Council asking for an independent panel to identify those responsible for using chlorine and other chemical weapons. This is VOA News. An Islamic State suicide car bomber drove into a convoy of Iraqi troops, killing two senior military commanders. Iraqi officials say the attack occurred Thursday north of the Islamic State-held town of Ramadi in Anbar province. That's where pro-Baghdad forces have been battling extremists for the past several months. As many as 50 refugees were found dead Thursday inside a truck in Austria. The victims reportedly had suffocated. Helmut Marban is a spokesman for Burgenland Police.
They first thought it was an accident. It had an accident, and they checked the car, and they found there was no driver inside it. And they found blood dropping out of the car, and they checked a smell of dead bodies.
Meanwhile, Balkan leaders met in Vienna to discuss ways to stem the migrant crisis. Greece has its first female prime minister. Chief Supreme Court Judge Vasikiki Tanou was sworn in as caretaker head of government Thursday. Ms. Tanou and her cabinet will run the country at least until early elections are held September 20th. The former leftist prime minister Alexis Tsipras resigned last week following an uprising in its Syriza party over the country's economic crisis. Ukraine's military and Russia-backed rebels have carried out a prisoner exchange in eastern Ukraine, a result of an agreement this week by the two sides to halt the ongoing violence by September 1st. Officials on both sides say 12 rebel prisoners were swapped for about the same number of Ukrainian servicemen. Meanwhile, Ukraine accused Russia-backed rebels of multiple ceasefire violations on Thursday. Sri Lanka's efforts to move away from the previous government's tilt towards China received a boost with the U.S. government's decision to back a domestic rather than international investigation into alleged war crimes during the country's civil war. Anjana Pasricha has more.
U.S. Assistant Secretary of State Nisha Biswal visited Colombo a week after the new government secured a victory in parliamentary elections and put an end to hopes of a political comeback by former President Mahinda Rajapaksa. She said a domestic investigation would lead to a more durable outcome. The announcement marks a reversal of Washington's position, which has sponsored resolutions at the United Nations demanding an international probe into war crimes. Anjana Pasricha, New Delhi.
Storm warnings are out for more than a dozen Caribbean islands as Tropical Storm Erica approaches after killing at least three on Dominica. Erica soaked the island with 38 centimeters of rain. Forecasters say Erica will likely hit the Virgin Islands, the Dominican Republic, and the Leeward Islands Friday and Saturday. U.S. forecasters say Erica could strengthen into a hurricane and strike the east coast of Florida by Monday. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.